My favorite thing is John Madden.
I was going to say, it does a great John Madden.
Have you guys ever seen that on, I do it on the sketch show on Hype, and also that's the WB show that I'm on, and then every once in a while I step in and do some stuff with Jimmy Kimmel,
who's a friend of the show.
Yep. Oh, really? Yeah,
we've had him on.
That guy's funny. That guy writes some funny stuff.
Yeah.
And the basic premise of Madden is he tells you things you already know. He's never given you any new information, just sitting there with the fox skadoodle drawing circles and guys' body parts. He'll tell you things like, if the quarterback he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, then that's gonna be a touchdown.
Wow. And God damn, is that Madden.
Nailed it.
Hey, and did you ever hear him, like Troy Aikman lost his contact lenses a couple years ago, and Madden's like, here's a guy who, when he puts his contacts in, he can see better. Anything else, Nostradamus of the Anthem? Here's a guy who, when he runs, he goes faster. Come on, one more thing. Here's a guy who, when he eats a lot, he takes a big dump later. Madden's so ridiculous, he could drive a guy to drinking, and that explains Pat Summerall's problem. But Summerall's got the great voice, doesn't he? He's got a wonderful voice. He doesn't use it, though. He just does those phrases. You know the video game, right? It's totally relevant or evident in the video. Here's a guy who, if he practiced more, he used the right word on the first try. Summerall's got the great voice, you know? He could be running, the guy's running down the field. He could paint the picture with the language, but all he does is, to the 20, to the 25, there's a flag on the play. Hey, if the referee, if he throws a flag and he didn't make a mistake run there, right there, that's gonna be a penalty. Thanks, John.
Did you ever hear?
Wow.
This is my favorite thing about Madden, though, that he'll do like 35, 40 million different things and throw them into a sentence, but it doesn't make sense, and nobody's paying attention because everybody's drunk by that time. He's like, there's a guy in your seat, and then you know one time, and I saw these are the guys that when that, he's when sometimes, and then there, and now you know it, that's why, and no, when these are ones, you know, there's a, see that, you can't tell, Michael Irvin had a crack pipe on his sideline, these are the guys, you know that, Ace's a place for the helpful hardware man, and then you see there's a rainbow out today. The way a rainbow works, you got the sun over here, and then there's a cloud over here, and then the rain comes down at the end of the rainbow. There's a pot of gold and a leprechaun, and he's do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, and maybe I had some of that crack. And then Brett Favre had a dog on his leg, and once a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, I learned how to spell that in third grade. You clap, and then I-N-G-O, dog was licking him. He's got a rash every once, get rid of it. Boom, tough acting to an actor will get rid of it. You guys didn't even last the whole bit. That's my favorite part.
You're killing me, man. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
Let me tell you something about our show. Those two bits you just did, the Seinfeld and the Madden, they're already up on Napster.
On Napster.
Yeah. Dead serious.
Don't bother with a CD.
That's right.
Me, man.
Anything you say is up on Napster. Us talking about Napster right now is on Napster. It's like looking at two mirrors.
You got a couple of universes all at the same time. If you're talking about Napster and you're on Napster, what happens is that the Napsteriness of the Napster comes back, and then you forget about football. And usually you don't forget about football, but this time it makes you forget about football, just with Napster inside of Napster, and then boom, the universe blows up.
Man,
do you have a Super Bowl prediction, Mr. Madden?
I'm in New York, so it's the Giants.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, here's a guy who's not stupid.
What if I said that? Then all of a sudden the calls would be, kill him.
You are going to die.